Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Got you on my mind. Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind.
21 years ago, we met a really smart guy named Bill Brand. He's been an abiding resource and supporter of all things we do here ever since. Hey, Bill, happy anniversary, baby.
Well, thank you, my friend. You're the first man I've had say that to me, so it's okay.
we do it all here. Thank you for 21 great years. It's been an amazing run, and we've gotten smarter since we've known you, and we appreciate that very much. Bill Brandt, ladies and gentlemen, Business Development Specialist, Inc., DSI.biz is the website. And I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm your host. You know who I am. Bill, I want to talk about what's the current state of affairs in the United States of America. I want to talk about the issues. We're going to talk about politics in the next segment. But does any of this going on right now remind you? You and I are old enough to remember the late 60s. The 67, 68, that rain, that area. Yep. Does any of this remind, when you know, we had the weathermen, the weather underground, we had the Black Panthers, we had the, you know, all the group, there's a lot of bombings, there was a lot of mayhem. Does any of the things going on today remind you of that era?
It does a bit. I mean, I think that it's funny. I think that era was a bit more chaotic, and this era seems to be a bit more directed and civilized. I realize there are exceptions to that, and I don't mean to sound stupid, but there appears to be better organized efforts here. The bombings are way down, and this seems to be more political than it just is basically anarchy. So,
but when you say organized, do you know, and you folks, Bill's somebody who would be in the know about some of these things. Do you know about anti-American forces that might be organizing this? And when I say anti-American, I don't mean that they're for Democrats or for Republicans. I just mean they just want to get us agitated at each other. We know they're doing it on social media. Is any of that happening in the streets?
Sure. I mean, they're not only doing it in social media, but our adversaries have always been active. On the human front, it's not as active as it used to be because it's closely watched by a lot of the American authorities. But sure, there are people who are on the payroll. There are people who are on the payroll of the Communist Workers Party back in the 30s and 40s. Mm-hmm. There are people on both sides who have ulterior motives and other gods to serve.
So when we see people causing trouble, and it doesn't make sense to us. Our instincts may be right. Is that what you're saying?
In some sense, in some instances, it may be right as well. But remember as well, Jim, that when it doesn't make sense to you or I, it may make perfect sense to them because we haven't walked in their shoes, as somebody mm-hmm. once said. And this may be a complete expression of frustration because there's no other way for people to force people to listen. I also cringe at the excesses. I know you do as well.
Yeah.
But I think the pendulum will swing back. I do appreciate the dialogue. I think it is healthy. I think it's probably long overdue in a lot of places. But healthy dialogue occasionally comes to a few bomb throwers.
The problem with the dialogue is the dialogue seems to only be they have their truth. One side has their truth, and the other side's truth doesn't matter. I mean, this, and now you're getting to the free speech part. You can't have dialogue if I can't or you can't bring up something as a counterpoint without being branded as a racist. I mean, you see that happen, Bill. That you can't have dialogue like that.
No, I would agree with you but some people call it the control argument, where if you say something to the contrary, you're banned for life. Is stupid. On the other hand, in terms of what's going on today, you know, you had Charlottesville 2 years ago, and you've had the rise of that extreme on that side. I'm worried that both extremes, primarily because of social media, Jim, are being given platforms to spew their hate and their vitriol that they didn't have, you know, when we were kids.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm for one amazed that there is nobody policing policing Twitter or Facebook or the others,
right?
And that this stuff's allowed to stand.
I completely agree with you. That's one of the things that Weather Underground didn't have. They weren't able to be publishers, were they? Like they can now.
No, they had. They actually did something old fashioned. They published, a newspaper in print.
It wasn't everywhere like now. Every one of their members weren't writers, editors, and publishers.
That is true. And so what you have is this vitriol given an amazing platform with absolutely no review. And as somebody once told me when I was a kid, and they told it to you too, you can't yell fire in a theater.
Yeah,
at some point,
that's right.
Are you worried about
the future of free speech in America? In my column this week, I said if we lose that, we lose everything. What do you think?
Well, it's odd, Jim, because you may recall I also own in a part of my life a major metropolitan newspaper, the Chicago Sun-Times.
Mm-hmm.
And so my worry about free speech has less to do with social media than it does with the extinguishment of newspapers. You know, 2,100.
I completely agree with you.
And to some extent, people who reported newspapers, I don't want to say they're responsible journalists because there's some who aren't, but they've been vetted. They've had a career checked by
editors. They're real journalists, not talking heads.
Right. They aren't just people who decide to have oral diarrhea, as my mother once said. But on the other hand, I also think that somewhere between the extinguishment of newspapers and some review and editorial control at Twitter and Facebook, there is a happy medium.
There's got to be. We have to find that because, folks, I'm telling you, if free speech includes me having my position and it being respected, and you having your position and being respected, and then we discuss things, that's free speech, not the suppression of speech.
I don't know if I agree with that, Jim.
All right, well, I'll let you respond to that after the break. Tintail, right back with Bill Brandt. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.